This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com. RadioLawTalk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk with my co-hosts, Denise Dirks and Todd Kunin, Cal Hunter behind the glass, and Donna Hunter as our call screener. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are hour number two. Hour number one was exciting and fun, and we're going to have to follow up on a couple of quick things that we were talking about hour number one. We're going to go do a case or no case hour number three because we all got skunked hour number one. But here's the interesting thing. We're going to talk about Bill Cosby. Led Zeppelin is an important one we want to talk about. We have to talk about the Kavanaugh. We've just briefly, hour number one, talked about the barbershop new ruling about employees, but what we're going to discuss also is the Uber lawsuit by its employees saying that they're not independent contractors. The two cases kind of conflict a little bit. One's a state court and one's federal court. $31 million botched circumcision we're going to discuss. I know that's going to be a great topic.
Ouch.
Stormy Daniels, Trump case, and millennials are causing the divorce rates to drop. And Denise, you're going to be out of business if it's up to the millennials. We're going to discuss
right.
That.
How dare them.
And we're also going to talk about the fact that high school students can pre-register in California to vote.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We've got so much to discuss.
I did not know that.
Sometimes we don't get to it. So if you're holding on to the edge of your seat waiting for something, you better call us or text us. So here's the call, 855-LAW-RADIO. Here's the way you tweet us is at hashtag Radio Law Talk or at Radio Law Talk or hashtag case or no case. When we do a case or no case, you tell us your opinion. So we were discussing earlier about the barbershop ruling and how basically barbershop or hairstylists or nails people cannot be independent contractors. They have to be employees. Yet the Uber lawsuit comes out where the Uber employees are saying they're bringing a class action under federal court. By the way, it was state court with the barbershop case. And they say they're trying to argue, hey, we're not independent contractors. We're employees too. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, after a judge basically, this is round numbers again. I'm not going into all the details yet. Basically said, no, you guys are independent contractors and held for Uber.
I know. Doesn't it feel like we have a state and a federal conflict?
Yeah, to me it kind of conflicts with what the state Supreme Court said in the barbershop case where they're saying these Uber drivers are independent contractors. Because remember, in the state case with the
barbers,
they said one of the big issues is if you're doing the same business that the other person is doing, you're going to be an employee. So in other words, if you own a barber shop and someone's coming in to be an independent contractor and a barber in there, they cannot be an independent employee. They have to be an independent contractor. They have to be an employee.
What if they're a nail person?
But same thing, because they do nails as part of that. But here's the thing. In the Uber does driving, and these guys are drivers. Wouldn't you think that's the same or similar?
Yes.
To me, that sounds right. I guess they can argue. Uber can argue, no, all we are is a
facilitation service.
We're not a driving service. So that's why I think Uber gets around it.
And what do you do when you got a guy who's got an Uber sticker in one part of his car and a Lyft sticker in the other part?
You pay him.
I take from both. But
no, that's true. That's one way to do it. I think Uber gets out of it also by saying, I think Cal nailed it. We're not a car driving or taxi type service. We are just a facilitator service.
The one thing to keep in mind here, because it looks like sometimes we have competing laws, is to remember, and you know, our show is nationwide. Remember this, the decision that we talked about for the barbershop drivers, or the barbershop, the barbershop folks. That was the California Supreme Court interpreting California law for purposes of what will or will not pass muster in California. The Uber is federal.
And talked about an arbitration clause in it.
That's right. But that applies to nationwide. So in a different state that doesn't have the same interpretation of independent contractor that California does, you know, they're going to be subject to what the federal law says.
Right.
So it's just that in California, you got two hurdles if you're a potential employer that you have to look at to make your employees an independent contractor, whereas in other states, maybe you just look at what the federal law says. But that's just specific to California.
And Josh joins us now on the telephone. He says he has an interesting line of demarcation here, how you might be able to tell an independent contractor from an employee. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Josh.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My thought is that if you have to pay their workers' comp, so basically I have a payroll company that I use, and even though they're subcontractors, they are asking for, do I pay their
workers' comp
or not?
So you don't pay their workers' comp is what you're saying. Therefore, that they're an independent contractor.
Well, yes and no. I mean,
no.
In California, they are requiring you to either see their workers' comp contract.
Show proof of insurance, in other words.
Yeah.
And then I can count them as a workers' comp in 1099 of them.
But the question would be, Josh, I hate to interrupt, but so are they doing something separate than what you're doing? According to this law, it would be, are they doing the exact same thing you're doing? That's what they're just generally asking.
No, I think in contractor setting, contractors have to have workers' comp, and it does extend to subcontractors.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying, Josh?
Yeah, basically, I have pay-as-you-go workers' comp, and I went to a little training school from Sacramento, it was a government. So I don't remember what the school was about. But it was about taxes and things like that and what you're required to do. And they said, well, if your subcontractors do not have workers' comp, then they are considered employees.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. It's funny, Chris Rodriguez, the one we always make fun of that is never here, that he does do that employment law, and that's down his alley. But that's, Josh, thank you for the comment. That helped us out. That's interesting. And it's interesting how this is going to affect a lot of employers, not just the barbershop people. But
no, you're talking
all employees of other types of genres.
Like if I have an independent contractor in my office that does bookkeeping, I provide law. Well, perhaps I can get away with the independent contractor that does bookkeeping, right?
If they do bookkeeping for other companies, or they
and they make their own time.
Yeah, they have their own business card. Blah blah blah.
So I think what one of the things Josh may be getting at, and I know that this was one of the factors that was looked at prior to this Supreme Court ruling, is let's say I have hired somebody or I have retained the services of somebody that I want to call an independent contractor, and the Labor Commissioner decides they're going to, or the Department of Industrial Relations decides they are going to audit this to see if this person is really an employee or an independent contractor. One of the things that I could use in my defense to say that this person is an independent contractor is if I could legitimately say, look, they pay for their own workers' comp, okay?
Right.
So they do all of this stuff. They do this stuff here. They're an Uber driver, whatever. They do this, and they have their own workers' compensation insurance.
They're an entity.
They're an entity, and that is a factor. It remains to be seen if that will be a factor that continued to be used, or if courts will say, well, under the old law, yes, but now, even though they have their own, you still direct too much of their activities.
Right.
They're an employee.
There's a lot of stuff you need to do. A lot of them get their own business card. They got to have other clients. They have to have, you know, a tax ID. I mean, all these little things. I'm not an expert in this area, so I'm not going to say, hey, listen to everything I say. But clearly, that's where you seek an attorney that does employment law, like Rodriguez does that. But he's not here, so we will not tout him as one to go to. I would not go to Rodriguez because he doesn't show up. If he showed up, I would say go to Rodriguez. So we're going to be right back with our second segment, and we'll find something else to rip Rodriguez on.
No free plug Friday for Rodriguez. We'll take a break and come right back on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
And now back to the show. Here are Denise, Fred, and Todd.
Hello.
Quite some time ago, we talked about a Led Zeppelin lawsuit by a kind of unknown, small little band called Spirit from the 1960s, and they had a little song that never hit big. Just was kind of a lower end song. I want to say lower end, like as a never really hit, called Taurus.
A B cut.
I would say a C cut.
Although they did have a big hit at the time called "I've Got a Line on You, Babe." It was a big hit, top 40 song. Okay. So Spirit was around. I mean, they were not unheard of, but this particular song was .
Interesting that you use the phrase B cut, because that's one of those things that people today, millennials today,
don't understand.
Because singles used to come out on a little 45 vinyl record, and you would have the hit single is on the one side, called the A side, and then you would flip it over, and that would be the B side. And nobody's going to understand that.
And those are the small little 45s, right?
Yeah. It's almost like when you tell somebody roll down the window in your car, because you used to have to actually roll down the little crank, and now it's all electronic.
But you see, nobody since the Beatles, the Beatles came out with both sides were pretty good.
But
that was unusual, because they went to buy more records, so they put a really good song on one side, and then some mutt on the other that would bark at you.
Right.
And so you'd have to buy three records for three songs instead of just one or two.
And I don't think people realize that for the longest time, starting in about the mid-70s all the way up until probably the 2000s, the whole concept of singles went away. If you wanted to buy a song, you had to buy the whole album and listen to the whole thing.
Or at that time, the whole 8-track.
And it was iTunes that brought back the concept of a single.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, singles went away because people didn't want 45s. There was the Fidelity, there was all of that. Now, in the radio business, we loved 45s because we didn't have to have all the storage. And they would. We got so many records in the mail from people who wanted us to just please listen and play my tune. Boy, are those days.
I have to go back to my days. You guys are making me go back early 70s at a little, I'm going to shout out for Penner and Grammar School, when we had our dance in the little gym, which, by the way, was also where we used to eat our lunch. And it was the size about our studio. And let me tell you, I still remember my first dance, going to the dance, and the rule was you had one of those little record players with a little speaker. You know, I can imagine, I'm going to have to tweet it out at Radio Law Talk, but this little thing, you played it and you could, and we'd take turns dancing, and everyone 45, and that was the rule. Danny Aldridge was the only one that brought a 45. So all the kids show up, and I think he brought three. So we had three songs for 2 hours.
Danny Aldridge's career as a DJ took off.
He was the hippest kid in the school.
I remember that. I still remember. Anyone else bring one? I didn't bring one.
Let me tell you, one of the weirdest things I ever saw. One of the weirdest things I ever saw, I had gone to VidCon. That's the YouTubers convention down in Southern California. I went to VidCon, and they had this one room that was a dance, but you couldn't hear any music. And the reason why was they had a line of headphones, and if you wanted to be in the dance, you put the headphones on, so you got the feed from them.
Right.
And then you went out and you danced with people. So all the dancers were hearing the music, but if you didn't have headphones on, all you saw was a bunch of people making weird movements in silence.
Wait a minute. And guess what? They do that on a cruise ship I was on, and you can listen to different songs.
Yeah.
So everyone's dancing to a different song. It's phenomenal.
But what does that have to do with Stairway to Heaven?
I know, you digress.
It was anecdotal. That was anecdotal.
Go ahead, go.
Stairway to Heaven, you know, they got this, they were sued by the lawyers for the estate of the person that wrote the song Taurus, saying that Stairway to Heaven infringed on the copyright. It was a copy, and Led Zeppelin won. Okay? And this is the Taurus. Listen to this.
This is Taurus. This is not Led Zeppelin. That's Taurus, everybody.
Now, I will tell you, having played Stairway to Heaven several times,
that was
very similar right up to the very end. The end was different than the way Stairway to Heaven is. But here we go.
Here's Stairway to Heaven. Yeah.
I can't limit what's top of each other, sorry.
That last part in Stairway to Heaven, when it goes bum, 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 that's different than Taurus.
Right.
But everything else was the same, and that's just the intro. Now, a couple of things in the lawsuit. First, That opening strain.
Dude, get ready the Taurus thing again, just so you can get it.
That opening refrain with the guitar and Stairway to Heaven and the instrumental in Taurus was technically not part of the lawsuit because that part was not part of the sheet music that was submitted for copyright. So they couldn't hear that. But the judge made an interesting ruling in the lawsuit. The underlying lawsuit, in that he did not allow the jury to hear either Stairway to Heaven or Taurus. So the jury had to hear a song about copyright infringement without listening to either melody.
Go ahead, Cal. We got a caller?
We do, who has a great question that's related to the music biz. Caller, quickly, we're getting a little short on time for the segment, but please ask your question.
Yeah, good morning. Say, I was wondering if I could sue my guitar player because he continually misses rehearsals.
Oh, that's Todd Cunin. Todd, is that your guys?
Let me tell you something.
Radio show and baseball games. I mean, come on, when are you going to rock and roll, brother?
Look, all right. I got the text message while I was teaching an acting class last night. I am available to rehearse tomorrow. I am available.
He thinks he's so good he doesn't have to reverse.
After the game.
After the game at Radio Law Talk. All right, when you guys become famous in your band, gosh, then he could jump over and make the big bucks.
Make us some bumper music, would you please?
All right. So here.
All day long.
All right, thanks for the call. And
thanks, Chris.
Wasn't why the new trial was granted.
So one of the reasons why the new trial was granted was, I believe, because they found that the judge's ruling not allowing them to listen to the songs was not appropriate.
Right. The jury should have listened to the song.
No, he gave erroneous instructions about copyright law.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
That was the reason the three panel decided it.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. The other reason is they didn't let them hear some of the stuff.
Obviously.
So we're going to come back right after this and talk more about the Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven case. I'm Fred Penny, your host, Radio Law Talk. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
A lot of good stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LETTYandCompany.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's reports of ongoing shelling in Russian separatist-controlled areas of Ukraine. Some say it may lay the groundwork for a Russian invasion. President Biden said the chances of it happening soon are very high.
My sense it will happen in the next several days.
Biden says Russia is moving more forces in, not out of areas surrounding Ukraine, like the Kremlin says, and that Vladimir Putin is trying to create a pretext for an attack.
We have reason to believe that they are engaged in a false flag operation to have an excuse to go in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken explains.
We are laying it out in great detail, with the hope that by sharing what we know with the world, we can influence Russia to abandon the path of war and choose a different path while there's still time.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Broadcast live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. This is Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and your favorite radio station.
If you want to call in, call at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, or we even have an Instagram page. Or if you want to listen live, www.RadioLawTalk.com. Thank you for joining us, all of our affiliates, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for playing us on Wednesdays. And thank you to the Amargosa Valley and KPay, our newest affiliate. We were talking about Led Zeppelin.
Amargosa Valley.
We like
Sweet. So the Led Zeppelin lawsuit. So the judge came out, said it was erroneous to not let the jury hear either of these two songs, which, quite frankly, on a copyright lawsuit, I agree. That's what the whole thing is about.
Hello.
Okay.
And then there was the erroneous instructions that Denise had mentioned, the erroneous instructions given to the jury about, you know, what standard they were supposed to employ. And then there was one other one, Denise, and that was...
About the chromatic scales.
Yes.
And it's kind of a technical thing, but it's where the notes and the scales may not be the same, or they may be the same, but if you take it as a whole, it could be a copyright violation.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about copyright music, in my opinion, is, look, there are 12 notes in an octave, and of the 12 notes, 7 of those will comprise a scale of some sort, and music is all about rearranging those in some sort of combination.
And to make it an original.
And here we are in 2018, and I think that to say that something is truly original in the history of time would be a little difficult, but that's where we're at. So, the appellate court said it was erroneous, and because of that, this thing was Stairway to Heaven, and Torres is looking at a new trial. they're going to have to do this all over again.
And they're actually going back down to the lower court before the same judge.
Yes.
What's interesting, we talked about during the break, Todd, explain what we were talking about during the break. As a lawyer, you come in and say, wow, that was a great win. But sometimes you got to be careful about your win if you kind of won on some things that you really shouldn't have won on.
Yeah, it's this concept of, in criminal law, when I was a prosecutor, we talked about preserving the integrity of the conviction. So if I was a prosecutor and I knew that the defense attorney, or kind of believed the defense attorney, was asleep at the switch and allowing questionable evidence to come in, well, as a prosecutor, I have to be very careful of taking too much advantage to try to get all this evidence in lock, stock, and barrel, because what I'd really be doing is setting the case up for appeal on an ineffective assistance of counsel claim, where the defendant throws his attorney under the bus for being an idiot. And so you, even though the attorney is not objecting, I still have the responsibility to police myself. In the civil aspect, you would want to preserve the integrity of the verdict, which is making sure that you're not trying for too many outlandish things or rulings in your favor, keeping track of a judge that might be ruling really oddly, because you're really doing your client a disservice if you're giving the losing party all of this ammunition for appeal, which would actually end up having your client to be in the exact same situation they are, having paid your fee once, now having to pay it again.
That's
just my opinion, but
And in today's world, from what I do, let's say that I only introduce certain text messages,
right,
and I don't introduce the whole text stream. Introducing just certain text messages could also be reversed on appeal.
Well, and that kind of ties into our Cosby thing too, that we're going to talk about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so on the musical side of this, let's revert for a minute. They only copyrighted the actual melody of the song and not this little descending guitar lick that they did,
which is probably the most famous part of it.
Right. That's the introduction, right?
It's the introduction that really lets people think that these two are similar. It seems to be the linchpin. It's what's played in all of the media outlets, and that is the one part of it that wasn't submitted for copyright protection.
Right. They added it to the song. So they submitted the song for copyright, but when they played it, they did a little introduction to get it in, which they did not copyright.
Which is what music producers do. They say, I love this song, but we're going to put this lick in here, and we're going to arrange that there and do a little of this and that, and then they get a co-writer credit, and away they go. I mean, that's pretty standard in the biz. But my question about that says, well, what's in copyright law especially, is there no, and this is probably a dumb phrase, so please don't laugh at me or point, okay? It reminds me of very painful days back when I was younger, when my wife and I first got married. But anyway,
we'll move on from that one.
Yeah, but the point is there no spirit of the law? In other words, the purpose of the copyright law is to prevent the usurpation of intellectual property or original material, is it not?
That's right.
And if it's obvious to a judge who listens, that's the same as that. Why are we then getting bogged down in the technicalities and the wheel bearings of this when it's obvious on the surface of it that some kind of violation has occurred?
Well, because you can look at what the copyright is. They're not putting the music there. They're putting the notes, and they're putting the timing, and they're putting all that stuff.
Right.
That's what copyright is.
Todd, look up how much money Stairway to Heaven has made. I'm curious if there's something or somewhere that says just an estimate of the amount of money that Stairway to Heaven brought in. Do you have anybody have any idea?
I
don't.
I will tell you this, based upon the article.
50 bucks? 75?
Based upon the article that I am reading here.
What's the article? Who's it from?
And this is from Rolling Stone, and it's about the appeal. If the plaintiff won, he would be entitled to the proceeds, a portion of the proceeds from the song, but only going back for 3 years prior to the time the lawsuit was filed. And that alone would have been worth $40 million.
What? So 3 years prior to the lawsuit, that alone. Don't forget, this came out in the 70s.
This came out
in
71, 72.
And I remember it being the number one song. Like when you used to listen, you know, for on the first of the year,
the last dance.
It would always be the first song.
Or the last dance that Danny Aldridge brought to our Penryn Grammar School. That was the only song we had. I danced to it for 2 hours straight.
In 2008, one publication had posted that to date, as of from 1971 to 2008, Stairway to Heaven, that song alone had generated over $500 million, $562 million
wow.
since its release.
That's crazy.
And I'll tell you what.
Boy, I'd like to be the state
here,
of...
This is just my opinion, but both sides have already won because of this lawsuit.
Right.
Because you have an entire... We were talking about generations. You know, what the silent generation was, what the baby boomers were. Just to let you know, the silent generation is 1928 to 1945. Baby boomers are 46 to 64, 1946 to 1964. The Generation X is 1965 to 1980. Then you have millennials from 81 to 96 and post-millennials 97 to the present. This lawsuit is introducing this song. And guess what? Also introducing Taurus, the song that is allegedly claimed to have been infringed upon, to... The millennials, the post-millennials, and arguably the Gen Xers that finally were old enough to appreciate the music, and they're now going back to listen to this.
I listened to it today.
I have a quick question.
There it is.
I remember we talked about copyright a while back, and you didn't have to actually file the copyright to actually enforce your copyright.
Correct. You could do what's called
a poor man's copyright. I mean, look, copyright law is all about this, being able to prove... conclusively, that you had the idea before somebody else did.
Right, and so they still could prove that without having secured it with the copyright.
Here's something interesting, though. I think we're missing the most important thing is Led Zeppelin. I'm not a big follower of music. I know you are, Todd. Whoever the guy that wrote that and sang it finally admitted... What? He admitted that he did listen to this other song.
That's right.
He actually had an album.
Had one or two of their albums.
Yeah.
That was a Jimmy Page, who's the one who wrote the music, said that he had heard Taurus's song previously.
And had a few of their albums.
Yes. You know, the interesting story about...
Spirit. Spirit is the name of the group.
Yes. Yeah. The interesting thing about that specific song, Stairway to Heaven, is that they were in the studio... Robert Plant heard Jimmy Page noodling around with basically the riff, and the legend goes, and this was also in the book Hammer of the Gods and all that, is that Robert Plant wrote the lyrics for Stairway to Heaven in about 45 minutes in the studio while listening to Jimmy Page play those things, and the song came together.
Wow.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about the millennials causing divorce rates to drop. Denise is going to get into more details because we're talking about what a millennial is. And again, what year are the millennials?
The millennials are 1981 to 1996.
Okay, born, which is a lot of the computer. And then the millennial, post-millennials are after that. So,
yes.
And by the way, I'm in between everything. I'm in between a millennial and a baby boomer. So I don't know what I am. I'm kind of a little confused about my situation.
Fred's the rock in the hard place.
That doesn't surprise me at all, Fred.
I'm confused. All right, Donna, I think it's time for us to go. Donna, we'll be right back with our final segment in hour two.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Hey, Denise, tell us how the millennials are going to put you out of business.
Yeah, well, I saw you standing in line for the soup kitchen the other day. You know,
that's exactly right.
We'll sue for food.
Actually, what she's doing is trying to get in the video game business like you.
Yeah.
She's going to be the next. Who's the WWE woman that's on WWE the game? Is there any women?
Well, there's Trish Stratus.
Okay, you're going to be Trish Stratus.
Yes.
You're going to be the voice of Trish Stratus.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, neither do I. I know who Trish Stratus is. Oh, sorry. I beg your pardon.
Move on.
I was completely focused here on my job at hand.
Todd just said, is it getting warm in here?
Yes.
Well, it is for me.
Apparently so. Move on.
So we have Generation X and Millennials. And what's happening is that they are not getting married as early as their forefathers did, and they're not getting divorced at the same rate. So they're waiting, they're getting their careers started, and they're meeting somebody, and they're when they pick a mate, they're actually picking their mate for life.
When you say forefathers, it's F-O-R-E, not F-O-U-R, fathers, right? I'm just making sure.
Well, in today's world, we don't know.
That's why I asked.
In California, you can have
as many as...
Are you talking at Burning Man or not at Burning
Man? I don't know. So let's catch up. I apologize I interrupted. So they're waiting longer to get married?
They're waiting longer to get married. They have careers when they get married. They have more discussions about children and how many children they want. They're having children later in life, which means that they're more on the same page as parents. And when I do see people that are millennials or Generation X getting divorces, they are more likely going to share their children as equally as they can. So there's been a really big change in that because they were brought up by parents that got divorced 50% of the time, right? And so they've learned from their parents, and they've made better decisions, I think.
Well, let me. Okay, I'm going to throw a couple of little wrenches in that. The first thing is,
welcome to Fred throwing wrenches.
The first thing is, do you think? I know Cal's going to get ready for Cal going, yep. But this is just a legal issue. Okay, so why are they getting less divorces? If you talk about divorces in the 60s, in the 70s, what is morality? I'm not going to get into the moral thing. In the 60s and 70s. Not as many people were living together. They wouldn't. They generally did not do that. Where now, as I read the article, by the way, I read Bloomberg did an article on this. They're talking about their divorce rate is because they're living together instead of getting married.
Right. Their marriage rate is down, too.
That's
so not
exactly
just the divorce
right.
rate is down,
right.
but the marriage rate is
so
down.
So for me, the statistic is, well, of course they're not getting divorced because they're not married.
And do they talk about how many people say, well, this is fun for a nice little ride. Now I'm moving on to my next place where I'm going to live because there is a fair amount of that going on.
That happened in the 60s and 70s, obviously because of the Woodstock generation and the hippie generation, but I don't think it was as much. That's what I'm saying. They had it then, but I don't think it was as prevalent.
Well, I'm saying now among the millennials was my question, is don't we have a lot of people that simply say, well, I'm going to couch surf at this person's house and I'm going to live over here. I mean, a lot of people getting older, not even getting stable in their lives, they don't want to be stable in their lives. They want to just kind of keep everything
free. Well, let me just
not buying houses, not getting married.
Okay, let me quote from a Bloomberg article. Good job, Bloomberg. Many poor and less educated Americans are opting not to get married at all. They're living together and often raising kids together, but deciding not to tie the knot. The studies have shown that these cohabitating relationships are less stable than they used to be. But they're still doing it more, and therefore the divorce rate is less. And that's what I'm just saying. That's a possibility.
Well,
that's
not just that, but from the other categories, they're still getting divorced. Even when they get older, they're still getting divorced at the same rate. But the Generation Xers and the Generation, the Millennials, even as they get older, they're not getting divorced at the same rate. So it's kind of an interesting, you know, dichotomy that this certain group, the baby boomers, they're still getting divorced at even in their 60s and 70s and on.
Go ahead, Todd, and I've got an answer.
One thing that I think is interesting about statistics, I mean, I heard one time that you can, if you're really good at statistics, you can find a statistic that proves just about anything.
There are lies, damn lies, and statistics, I think is the quote
yes.
you're going for.
And so here we've got the one that seems to indicate that the reason that divorce might be lower is because people are living together longer and they're making the decision to get better. The implication being that if you make the decision that you guys are, that you're compatible, then you get married and you stay compatible. But here is, for example, an article called The Science of Cohabitation. This was in The Atlantic, and this is from 2014, so it is 4 years ago, but it said that this study, the researchers concluded that people who lived together before they tied the knot saw a 33% higher rate of divorce than those who waited to live together until after they got married. So living together doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you hear the people, I was like buying a car and kicking the tires and making sure everything is great. Well, that doesn't necessarily always pan out.
Yeah, and that's because the relationship changes dramatically upon
Absolutely.
Marriage. I can't tell you how many times that I've seen people that have lived together for maybe 10 years. And once they get married, it's like their thought about their personal, interpersonal relationship is more about almost ownership, for lack of a better description, than it is about two independent people being together and deciding to stay together, and they don't have to be together if they don't want to.
Well, now it's a contract.
That's true.
I mean, marriage is now, it's a binding agreement made before, you know, God and people in the courthouse or wherever
right.
you did it, right?
Right.
Right?
Well, here's the thing. So I already mentioned my one reason that this is the Fred Penny statistics. I believe that the morality has changed a little bit. I'm not saying whether it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's changed. The perception of living together is not as I guess it's not as evil of a thing now as it was back then.
Except the acceptable activity in society,
right.
The general sense has changed.
Number two, from 1990, this is again from Bloomberg, from 1990, this is my second reason why I think there's more divorces with the older people and millennials are not getting the divorces. From 1990 to 2015, according to the Bowling Green's National Center for Family and Marriage, now hear me out, the divorce rate doubled for people aged 55 to 64 and even tripled for Americans 65 and older. And that's for one reason and one reason only.
Social Security?
Viagra.
Oh.
We can go to commercial probably now, I think.
I know
people that actually get divorced because they get their Social Security benefits
Viagra.
In a different way.
Yeah,
too.
That's a weird thing, isn't it?
Yes.
People, I mean, and I was counseling someone one time about that and discussed it and said, well, you know what they call people who live together for money?
Uh-oh.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
Outside of the bond of marriage, we were talking in a church setting, so that
Smart.
Was an appropriate discussion. Well, if money is your ultimate goal, then you're smart, but if your spirituality is your ultimate goal, then you're selling yourself out for a few bucks. Now, take your pick, you know, but it really does get down to that in some people's view.
Yeah, especially at that age level.
Right.
I think my wife's selling out for me just for money, too. No, she loves me, but I'm just thinking, you know, you can't get rid of me. I truly believe this. She's got kids, grandkids, and I'm doing well financially now, finally, in life. And so she's like, why get rid of him? He's not very good, but you know what? I'll keep the old tire.
He pays the bills.
He pays the bills.
I get a kick him now and then.
It's still rolling down the street, even though it's a little bald, a little misshapen. She still likes it. Okay, so anything else about the Generation X you want to talk about other than putting you out of business?
Well, it's not going to put me out of business because I do a lot of things besides divorce. But I'm kind of happy to see that the divorce rate is going down myself. And I'm glad to see that my children are getting married later and they have their career set up before they get married. And they're waiting several years after they get married to have children so that they're a good, solid couple. And I'm seeing it in my children. I'm really proud of what I'm seeing in my children.
Okay, I'm going to do something different. Okay, I'm going to go the opposite. That's why we are. We do both ways. Okay, now this is what I think. Again... This is. Hey, we're beyond discussion here. We're going. So
Todd,
there's two ways to look at it.
He's not being enamored
of you. Sometimes the older you get, you're stuck in your ways, and when you get married, you can't change. When you're young and dumb, like I was when we got married, you just learn together. So there's both ways. I think. And I was talking to a guy in San Francisco. I was down in the Bay Area on some meetings yesterday, and we were talking about that on the way back. We were driving. And I said, you know, it goes both ways. Because when you're young and dumb, you learn together, you trip together. But I know guys or gals that are older that are kind of stuck in their ways. And they're not as pliable, man. No, I'm doing it this way. I've been doing it forever. All right. I feel better now.
Well, that explains your situation pretty well.
We'll be back. Third hour. It's going to get more exciting.
Hey,
I'm sure I'm
going to
get
us.
More opinions. Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.